A large black car skidded to a halt by the dustbins. A young man in dark glasses leapt out into drizzle, holding what looked like a carry cot, and snaked towards the entrance. Mr. Young took his pipe out of his mouth. "You've left your lights on," he said helpfully. The man gave him the blank look of someone to whom lights are the least of his worries, and waved a hand vaguely toward the Bentley. The lights went out. "That's handy," said Mr. Young. "Infrared, is it?" He was mildly surprised to see that the man did not appear to be wet, and that the carry cot appeared to be occupied. "Has it started yet?" said the man. Mr. Young felt vaguely proud to be so instantly recognisable as a parent. "Yes," he said. "They made me go out," he added, thankfully. "Already? Any idea how long we've got?" "We," Mr. Young noted, obviously a doctor with views about co-parenting.
"I think we were getting on with it," said Mr. Young.
"What room is she in?" said the man hurriedly.
"We're in room 3," said Mr. Young.
He patted his pockets and found the battered packet, which, in accord with tradition, he had brought with him.
"Would we care to share a joyous cigar experience?" he said.
But the man had gone. Mr. Young carefully replaced the packet and looked reflectively at his pipe. Always in a rush, these doctors, working all the hours God sent. There's a trick they do with 1p and 3 cups, which is very hard to follow, and something like it, for greater stakes than a handful of loose change, is about to take place. The text will be slowed down to allow the sleight of hand to be followed. Mrs. Deirdre Young is giving birth in delivery room 3. She is having a golden-haired male baby we will call baby A. The wife of the American cultural attaché, Mrs. Harriet Dowling, is giving birth in delivery room 4. She is having a golden-haired male baby we will call baby B. Sister Mary Loquacious has been a devout Satanist since birth. She went to Sabbath school as a child and won black stars for handwriting and liver. When she was told to join the chattering order, she went obediently, having a natural talent in that direction and, in any case, knowing that she would be among friends. She would be quite bright if she was ever put in a position to find out, but long ago found that being a scatterbrain, as she'd put it, gave you an easier journey through life. Currently, she is being handed a golden-haired male baby we will call the Adversary, destroyer of kings, angel of the bottomless pit, great beast that is called Dragon, prince of this world, father of lies, spawn of Satan, and lord of darkness. Watch carefully. Round and round they go.
"Is that him?" said Sister Mary, staring at the baby. "Only I'd expected funny eyes, red or green, or teensy-weensy little hoofikins, or a whittle tail."
She turned him around as she spoke. No horns either. The devil's child looked ominously normal.
"Yes, that's him," said Crowley. "Fancy me holding the Antichrist," said Sister Mary, "and bathing the Antichrist, and counting his little toesy-woesies."
She was now addressing the child directly, lost in some world of her own. Crowley waved a hand in front of her wimple.
"Hello, hello, Sister Mary." "Ah, sorry, sir. He's a little sweetheart, though. Does he look like his daddy? I bet he does. Does he look like his daddy Waddikins?"
"No," said Crowley firmly. "And now I should get up to the delivery rooms if I were you."
"Will he remember me when he grows up, do you think?"
said Sister Mary wistfully, sidling slowly down the corridor. "Pray that he doesn't," said Crowley, and fled. Sister Mary headed through the night-time hospital with the Adversary, destroyer of kings, angel of the bottomless pit, great beast that is called Dragon, prince of this world, father of lies, spawn of Satan, and lord of darkness safely in her arms. She found a bassinet and laid him down in it. He gurgled. She gave him a tickle. A matronly head appeared around a door. It said,
"Sister Mary, what are you doing there? Shouldn't you be on duty in room 4?
"Master Crowley said,
"Just glide along, there's a good nun. Have you seen the husband anywhere? He's not in the waiting room."
"I've only seen Master Crowley, and he told me..."
"I'm sure he did," said Sister Grace Voluble firmly. "I suppose I'd better go and look for the wretched man. Come in and keep an eye on her, will you? She's a bit woozy, but the baby's fine."
Sister Grace paused.
"Why are you winking? Is there something wrong in your eye?"
"You know," Sister Mary hissed archly, "the babies, the exchange."
Of course, in good time. But we can't have the father wandering around, can we?" said Sister Grace. "No telling what he might see, so just wait here and mind the baby, there's dear."
She sailed off down the polished corridor. Sister Mary, wheeling her bassinet, entered the delivery room. Mrs. Young was more than woozy. She was fast asleep, with the look of determined self-satisfaction of someone who knows that other people are going to have to do the running around for